Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
It was a big, big NBA weekend with game ones of the postseason. And of course, opinions change very quickly and then some don't. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. In for Greeny, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. We're coming to you live from the Seaport. Brought to you by Grey Goose. Our guy is Frank Isola. He, of course, of Around the Horn and SiriusXM NBA Radio. Follow him on Twitter at the Frank Isola, as opposed to the numerous imposters out there. Frank, it's great to have you with us. We appreciate a few minutes. Do the Knicks fully get past the Donovan Mitchell conversation if they do win this series?
Meanwhile, how are you guys doing? I'm watching the Boston Marathon. I thought you guys would be competing.
You're working. Yeah, not unless it's at one of the bars along the way there.
Yeah, Frank, unless there's a check at the end of the marathon that's going to pay me a lot of money, probably not going to happen, dog.
That's a good point. But I guess it's good running weather, nice and rainy. I don't think they'll get by it because I think a lot of people will always think, man, if they've gotten Donovan Mitchell, think about the backcourt that they could have had. But that was a really good win for them. The other night, I mean, the Knicks do what they do. They win. They find a way to win on the road late in the game. They made some big plays. Obviously, the Josh Hart three was the biggest shot of the game, and then Julius Randle getting the offensive rebound. But I think a lot of people look at it, you know, if they were able to pull that deal off. And remember, too, Danny Ainge is not dumb. You know, Danny Ainge was going to make the best deal that he thought for himself, and he did get Lauri Markkanen back. And I think he probably thought that Markkanen's a better player than R.J. Barrett, and Markkanen became an all-star this season. But who knows, maybe the Knicks could have offered a little bit more to get Donovan Mitchell, who's going to be an all-NBA player this season.
Frank, we will get back to some NBA in a second. Just want to give you some quick breaking news in the NFL. The Eagles and Jalen Hurts have agreed on a five-year, $255 million extension, including $179 guaranteed, highest player in NFL history. Nicole Lynn of Clutch Sports Group and Howie Roseman getting it done. So that's from Adam Schefter moments ago. So we'll get back to that here in a couple of minutes. But obviously, massive news. It's the first of the big
Nick
three.
Nick Sirianni was at the I saw him the other night at the other day.
At the Sixers and Nets game.
At the Sixers game. I wonder what Ron Jaworski, Randall Cunningham, Donovan McNabb, all these guys made combined. Did it ever come out to?
I'm sure it's a heck of a lot less than that, yeah. Frank. Probably about $100 million short.
Wow. A great contract for him. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's an outstanding deal for him. But you know what else is outstanding, Frank? The way that my Lakers played yesterday against the Memphis Grizzlies. And I get it. Ja Morant being injured. The Grizz were literally shorthanded in that matchup. But there's got to be something to be said for the Lakers having four players score 20-plus points in game one of round one of the playoffs. What did you make of that game, and does that change what you think the ceiling is for this Lakers team in the playoffs?
It was very impressive win. I think, you know, Steven Adams, Brandon Clark both being out for Memphis, I thought it was going to be tough for Memphis to begin with. And now who knows if Ja Morant is going to play again. What I liked about it from the Lakers standpoint, you know, LeBron had a good game. For him, you know, he didn't have to play 43 minutes and have to carry the team on both ends of the court for them to have a chance to win. And Anthony Davis had a very good game, but they didn't have monster performances. You know, the fact that Rory Hachimura, who they picked up during the season, had 29 off the bench, and then you had Austin Reeves, who was really good, especially late. I mean, how about the play that he made when he pump faked at the three-point line, drove baseline, and had that behind-the-back pass, which, you know, it was a perfect pass to Rory Hachimura. I think if LeBron had made that pass, we'd be writing poems about him right now. So I think the Lakers, you know, if you think about it, they're going to match up. If they win this series, they'll match up with the winner of Sacramento in the Warriors. There's no reason why they can't win those series. The key will be, can LeBron hold up at 38 years old? And Anthony Davis, you know, always seems to pick up some type of injury during the course of a game and during the course of a playoff series. But I think their confidence is through the roof. And late in the games, in a close game, you got LeBron James. So chances are you're going to have the best player out on the court.
Frank Isola, Around the Horn, SiriusXM NBA Radio, joining us, talking about the postseason. Again, the breaking news just a few minutes ago, Eagles and Jalen Hurts agreeing a five-year, $255 million extension, $180 guaranteed ballpark. That from Adam Schefter moments ago. We'll get to that in 6 minutes. Frank, the one thing I do want to bring up about this, though, from the Memphis side, am I right to be concerned about the maturity factor when, you know, once again, it's been brought up before, and we see after the game. I mean, Ja Morant injury or not, that sounded like a defeated individual.
It definitely did. And, you know, he also said it always seems to be something. Well, you have caused some of the something.
Here's
the
problem.
Obviously, you're not to blame. Yeah, you're not to blame for the injury. But they just didn't go into the playoffs the right way. And those two, like, if you go back to last year's playoffs, Brandon Clark, he was an absolute monster. You know, he was grabbing rebounds and dunking. The Minnesota front line wanted no part of him last year. So losing him was big. What would concern me about Memphis, they do a lot of talking, and I get it, Dylan Brooks, that's part of his game. But for all this talking they do they do any defending? They got run off the court yesterday in the fourth quarter. You know, the Lakers scored the 37 points in the third, and you're thinking, all right, you know, things will come back to reality a little bit, and Memphis will finally get some stops. They end up giving up 32 points in the fourth quarter. That was a 69-point second half for the Lakers, and a lot of it was Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura doing a lot of the damage. It just seems to be that, you know, the Ja Morant thing, hasn't worked out this season. I wonder if he thinks there's a lot of scrutiny on him. He's played okay. He hasn't been great. And again, you're probably not going to see him for the rest of the series. If he doesn't play, how are they going to beat the Lakers? I just don't see that happening.
Frank, a team that everybody wrote off before the playoffs even started was the Sacramento Kings. They had an impressive win in a back-and-forth matchup against the Golden State Warriors on Saturday night. What did you make of that performance? And are we looking at a situation now where the Golden State Warriors are in real trouble?
You know, I got my official NBA ballot last week. You had to fill it out by, I think it was 4 o'clock last Monday. And I forgot all about this award. They have like a clutch award.
Yeah.
Not clutch Rich Paul clutch. It's clutch with a C, like clutch performer. And, you know, a lot of the metrics and analytics and the eye test, De'Aaron Fox is way up there. In fact, I believe I voted him first. I mean, how about the game that he had? His first ever playoff game. He has 38 points, which is the second most points ever by a player in his playoff debut. Now, late in the game, you know, Andrew Wiggins, he has that open three. I don't know why he didn't just try to drive to the basket. It was a one-point game. He didn't need to hit a three right there. So, you know, the Kings certainly hung on. But that's been the team, considering that they finished third, that seems to be the one team that everyone just kind of overlooks, and a lot of it has to do with the Warriors' experience. Tell you what, that's going to be an interesting game tonight, because the Warriors, remember, guys, they went 11-30 on the road during the regular season. So if you add this game in, they're now 11-31 on the road. They're going to have to win at least one road game. They may have to win two road games just to get out of this round. If they get out of this round, I think they'll beat the Lakers and go to a conference final, or they'll beat Memphis, one or the other. I think it's going to be the Lakers. But Sacramento's good, man. That's a good offensive team. And Malik Monk, if you look at his numbers throughout the season, that's a guy that's had some really big performances. Remember, he's also the guy that Michael Jordan way back when slapped in the back of the head after he made a mistake. He played well for the Lakers last year. They didn't really have his bird right, so they couldn't keep him. Malik Monk was one of those underrated pickups by the Sacramento Kings.
Frank Isola, Around the Horn, SiriusXM NBA Radio with us. Frank, with Kevin Durant's slow start yesterday, how does he touch the ball, once in the last 6.5 minutes or one shot attempt? Is it more Monty Williams? Is it more Kawhi Leonard's defense? What is it that puts puts Kevin Durant and the Suns in that situation?
Yeah, it's a couple of things. It's a good point because, you know, he did play over 40 minutes. He only had 15 shots. I mean, you got to run the offense too.
I mean,
Kevin
he was
Durant.
Scoreless in the first and third quarter yesterday. How is that the case?
Yeah, I know, and just run the offense through him. Now, I give Kawhi Leonard credit, and it's so good to see. I mean, Chris knows this. Whenever, you know, in the NFL, the best cornerback always goes up against the best receiver. Only in the NBA does nobody ever want to guard the best player. It was so refreshing to see that Kawhi Leonard taking on the responsibility of wanting to guard Kevin Durant. But it's amazing that he has lost 7 straight playoff games. A player of that caliber going to go down as one of the all-time greats. And here's the crazy thing. He had been 8-0 in the games that he played against the Phoenix Suns. And if you go back to November 27th with the Brooklyn Nets, Kevin Durant was 25-2 in the 27 games that he's played in going into yesterday, or last night, I should say. And they end up losing that game. And I agree, he's got to get the ball more. That's the guy you got to play through. He's got to be the focal point of the eye. You can't have a game where you lose at home and Kevin Durant only gets 15 shots. It's not enough.
Frank, if the Phoenix Suns happen to fall to the L.A. Clippers in round 1, whose legacy is impacted more, Chris Paul or KD's?
It would probably be Kevin Durant, because I think you view him as the greater player. Plus, Chris Paul's getting up there in age. You could tell now it's going to be a long series. And the play by Westbrook late, the block on Devin Booker, was terrific. First, Westbrook made the two free throws. Then he makes the blocking, because Devin Booker, who now he complains a lot. If Devin Booker was paying attention right there, you know, Westbrook was falling, and he threw it right at Devin Booker's thigh. Mm-hmm. Devin Booker easily could have caught that and just laid it in and said he was too busy yelling at the referee. I think it would be Durant, just because of the fact that he got swept last year against Boston, who did go on to, you know, be in the NBA Finals. But if he were to lose in the first round here to a Clipper team without Paul George, Kevin Durant's still going to be an all-time great player, but that would be pretty rough. That would be three straight playoff series losses for Kevin Durant.
And he's got seven straight playoff losses, period.
Amazing.
Right now. Frank, great stuff. Amazing. We appreciate it, brother.
All right, guys. Keep up the good work.
Frank Isola, Around the Horn, SiriusXM, NBA Radio. If you're just joining us, the breaking news just moments ago, Adam Schefter tweeting out that the Eagles and Jalen Hurts have agreed on a five-year, $255 million extension. It includes $179.3 guaranteed, $51 million per year. Aaron Rodgers is now second in average annual value, so he becomes the highest paid player in NFL history. And that is sending some shockwaves. I guarantee you there are three guys in particular, and I can know of one that is really interested in it. We will discuss all of the implications, what it means for Burrow, what it means for Herbert, but really what it means for Lamar Jackson. It's all next. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Greeny, the podcast.
Major, major question marks on this team going forward.
And I would try to sign as long of a deal as he'll agree to because of his age, his character. Get it done ASAP.
Jalen Hurts deserves at least $200 million.
Well, the contract itself is 5 years, $255
million. Ew! Say that again. What are those numbers?
Five for 255. $51 million a year. And he gets 179 guaranteed.
Oh, my goodness.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. How this impacts everybody, and it impacts everybody in just 30 seconds. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. The AutoZone Fix Finder service not only identifies the check engine light code, but also helps identify the most likely cause of the check engine light being on. The information provided by the free AutoZone Fix Finder service, verified by data from over 5.5 million ASC certified technicians. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. So, your first impressions of the deal. Again, 5 for 255 for Jalen Hurts, 179.3 guaranteed.
My first impression is it's a great day in the Hurts household. The Hurts family is having a great day, and I ain't talking about the car rental service. I'm talking about Jalen Hurts. I mean, I'm ecstatic for him because he's a guy that came into the league a few years ago that a lot of people doubted whether or not he could be a franchise quarterback. Even the Philadelphia Eagles hedged their bets in last year's NFL draft by trading out with the New Orleans Saints and picking up an extra first-rounder in this draft just in case they needed ammunition to move up to get a quarterback in the first round. So shout out to Jalen Hurts for proving the naysayers wrong and being able to get the Philadelphia Eagles to commit to him in this way. That being said, I hate this deal. I hate this deal.
I don't disagree.
The way that it works in the NFL, the closer you get to free agency, the more leverage that you have. What folks have to keep in mind is that Jalen Hurts was a second-round pick. He wasn't a first-round pick. So there is no fifth-year option. So he was going into his contract season in 2023. And the Eagles got him to bite on $180 million in guaranteed money from a practical standpoint. But big fella, we're only talking about a true guarantee of $110 million at signing. That's only $7 million more than Kyler Murray got a year ago. And Kyler Murray hasn't won a playoff game. Jalen Hurts took his team to the Super Bowl. You're talking about quarterbacks that have a similar skill set. And Jalen Hurts, to me, by far, is the better of the two. And you don't have the character questions that come up with Kyler Murray and Jalen Hurts. So in terms of a guy that's a true culture changer, you got that in number two, in number one. Now, the question is, how does this deal impact the other impending quarterback contracts that we're poised to see this offseason when it comes to Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson? Now, big fella, I thought that either one of those three quarterbacks signing would get north of $200 million in guarantees from a practical standpoint. And when I say from a practical standpoint, we're talking about skill and injury.
Yep.
The fact that this checked in at less than what Kyler Murray got a year ago from a practical guaranteed standpoint, I don't know how you can look at this as a win. Now, I think Nicole Lynn, president of Clutch Sports and agent for Jalen Hurts, did the next best thing. If you were going to come in under $200 million guaranteed, make sure that you protect your client in the future. And the way that they structured this deal with the full no-trade clause does that. Think about what we saw with Derek Carr with the Las Vegas Raiders having a full no-trade clause in his contract. That allowed him to pick where he wanted to go this offseason rather than the franchise dictating where he would ultimately be. You essentially make yourself a true free agent if you're a good quarterback in this league. And Jalen Hurts is on the verge of being a great quarterback. He was the runner-up for the MVP. So there's no reason to think 4 or 5 years down the road that we wouldn't be talking about a situation if the Eagles wanted to move off of him for whatever reason that he wouldn't have a robust market. So I thought that the full no-trade clause was an attempt to balance the scales with not getting the kind of money guaranteed that a quarterback of his ilk should command. So it's a deal that, in terms of setting the precedent, I hate, but I also understand why Jalen Hurts had to take it, because you're talking about a player that's made $4.5 million through his first 3 years in the NFL.
Yeah.
So when you have a team that puts $255 million in front of you, $180 million guaranteed, $51 million on average annual value, making the highest paid player in the NFL based on average annual value, you got to take that deal.
Yeah, I get it from Jalen Hurts' perspective of wanting to get it locked up,
yep,
wanting to get it done, but just on principle, okay?
Yep.
I can't take less than Kyler Murray.
No.
I can't do it.
No.
And Chris, here's what I hate. The idea that so far we have heard about the Deshaun Watson contract, well, you know, that's an outlier and I shouldn't have to pay up because of some other idiot owner.
Okay.
Okay? That's fine. Don't tell me that you shouldn't have to pay up because of some other idiot owner in Michael Bidwell for giving him 189 guaranteed. No, at some point that ends, okay? You want to say it's an outlier, it's an outlier, fine. If I'm Jalen Hurts, I don't know that I would have. Again, is it going to change his ultimate lifestyle in any way? between getting $180 million and $190 million or $195
million.
Or no.
$200 million?
I mean, it's a difference.
It's a difference.
It's a difference, but he's ultimately still set for life, assuming it's handled the right way. I don't want to take any money out of anybody's pocket. To me, I just, in that case, on principle, I can't take less than that guy.
Yeah, but what you're saying is the extra $20 million in guarantees worth me risking what happens in 2023 in the way of injuries? See, that's the other part that we have to factor in from the player side of it. Yeah. Because not taking this deal means you go into 2023 without any financial security or really
right.
job security
right.
beyond 2023. And I don't think Jalen Hurts was willing to do that.
And
which
I understand
is why he took this deal. But yeah. this deal is incredibly team friendly. For an organization that's in their window to compete for championships now, Hurts did Howie Roseman a huge solid in terms
really
of
did.
Roster construction.
He really
huge,
did.
Huge solid.
And one thing that we know about Jalen Hurts is winning has always been important. So to be able to have that kind of flexibility is going to be important. Is the $20 million worth the no trade clause that he got?
No. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. It's not quite that. But that's why it's give and take in any contract negotiation. And if they're not going to give me north of $200 million guaranteed, the next best thing is to have the full no-trade clause. So if, in fact, the organization wants to go in a different direction for any reason after the first 3 years of the deal, I can control where I go. I can control the narrative for the rest of my career.
We go inside the Eagles organization in just moments. What if a quarterback completed 4 out of 5 passes? Well, you can play at that level with ZipRecruiter, because 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. Two words, Sal Pal. Next, Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
He was initially having the best weekend, and now Jalen Hurts, I think.
Yeah, it's hard.
Just a little bit.
It's hard to argue against it, although I will say Philadelphia Eagles fans should be damn excited that this deal got done.
Well,
they should be damn excited.
And that brings us to our guest. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Sal Pal. He is Sal Palantonio, of course, ESPN NFL reporter joining us right now. Sal, Canty posed this question during the break, and I will ask it. Bigger hero right now, Howie Roseman, or who do we say was the other one?
Joel Embiid.
That's a good one. That is a good one. Well, you know, NFL.com just named Howie Roseman the number one general manager in the National Football League, ahead of Brett Veach, who just won the Super Bowl in Kansas City. So Howie's probably thinking, not bad, might as well just top off the weekend by giving Jalen Hurts the most lucrative contract in NFL history. But Joel Embiid, you know, he's my MVP, and I like the Sixers' chances in the Eastern Conference, so... It's a toss up, but right now I got to go with Trader Howie.
Sal Powell, at first blush, given the details that we know about the contract, what did you make about the structure of the deal?
You know, structure is one thing, Chris, but you know, I like just the music of it, right?
Mm.
The sound of this thing. You know, it's the soundtrack of the Philadelphia Eagles right now, and if you know anything about Jalen Hurts, he's an old school guy who likes old school music, and he loves Al Green, the old soul singer from Memphis, Tennessee, the Reverend Al Green, and his most favorite album is what? Let's Stay Together, right? and that's what Howie Roseman has been trying to do in the off season, is keep this group together, keep this band together, and run it back. They 3 points from winning the Super Bowl, one defensive stop. So let's lock up Jalen Hurts for 5 years and let's run it back to the Super Bowl. Let's do everything that we can to give this young man an opportunity to get this team back. I like the way they did it, making him the highest paid player in the NFL. I also think it's a player-friendly contract, right? Because it's only 5 years, and the cap is only going to go up. So his third deal really comes at a perfect time around age 30, where he's really going to be cooking with gas if he stays healthy. And that's the number one thing, is to keep this young man healthy, because he's going to be the CEO and the leader of this team for a decade or more.
Sal Palantonio, ESPN NFL reporter, joining us on the news of Jalen Hurts getting a deal of 5 years, $255 million, including $179.3 guaranteed. Sal, let's go there for a second. I don't want to use the word surprise, but how do you evaluate the notion that Hurts ended up taking $179 when Kyler Murray was at $189 last year? And, you know, there's been so much talk around Lamar Jackson, Burrow, and Herbert, and what they're going to get.
Well, I think, you know, $179 is a lot of money.
That's pocket change, Sal. Come on.
Huh?
I said it's pocket change, Sal. Come on.
That's a lot of cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. That's a lot. So I think, listen, I think everything that Jalen Hurts has done, everything that Howie Roseman has done, has been smart for the team and smart for the player. And that's just always been Jalen Hurts' approach. You know, I'm a team guy. It shows in his leadership style. And he wants to do the right thing always for himself and for the team, but the team first. And, you know, whether it's 179 or 180, I actually thought, you know, he could get the full 250 guaranteed all the way through. But, you know, he played it smart. And they probably said to him, listen, we can do maybe, I'm just conjecturing, we can maybe do a longer deal and give you more money up front. Or he probably said to himself, you know what, let me do the five-year deal, get $179 million guaranteed, and then in 5 years, I can get $300 million guaranteed.
Sal, how does this Hurts deal impact Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, and Lamar Jackson in their contract negotiations this offseason?
Well, specifically for Joe Burrow, you know, 2 years away from getting to a Super Bowl, I think now the bar is really being set very high for these guys and where the money is. So the NFL is rolling in it. The salary cap keeps going up. And you want to lock up these quarterbacks as long as you possibly can. Like I said, the cap is going to go up. So you want to try to get the longest possible deal. But now that Hurts has said, I can do a deal for 5 years and be a free agent again and get the chance to do another deal, when I'm still a relatively young man, especially at the quarterback position where guys are playing to the late 30s and into their 40s, you know, he's looking at a lot of money. And his opportunities off the field are off the charts as well in terms of how he can cash in. I'm looking at the songs in Al Green's Let's Stay Together album, 1972. And so it's Let's Stay Together. The next song is For the Good Times. And the song after that, Chris Canty, is simply beautiful. I love it.
I love it.
Soundtrack of our times. There it is.
I love it. Talking with ESPN NFL reporter Sal Palantonio on Greeny. And Sal Pal, last one from me. For a general manager, locking in cost certainty at the most important position in all of team sports is the top priority. But now that Howie Roseman has done that, how does this contract affect what the Eagles are going to do days from now at the top of the NFL draft with the 10th overall pick and number 30 overall?
Yeah, those are good questions. So when you're picking at 10, that's a natural pivot point in this draft, especially if one of the quarterbacks, the top five quarterbacks, drop to number 10 or beyond. So, you know, the Eagles will be on the phone with a lot of teams. Let's just say Anthony Richardson or Will Levis are not picked by the time the Eagles are drafting at number 10, there'll be a lot of teams calling Chris, Howie Roseman, Trader Howie, and he likes to move around in the first round. He likes to move around. So there'll be a lot of teams calling at number 10. I can't stress this enough. In all of their meetings in the offseason, beginning day one after the Super Bowl and their discussions, their whole theme, their whole mantra has been, let's run it back. Let's stay together. Let's run it back. We were one defensive play. Hey, Chris, you know what it is. You get one defensive stop in a playoff game, in a postseason game, in a Super Bowl. You know what that's all about. You get one guy sacking the quarterback, a strip sack, an interception. You get a turnover, just one, in the second half. That's the difference between winning and losing in the postseason. And I think they understand that. I think they're looking for one more guy on defense who can help them get that one play and run it back to the Super Bowl. The NFC, everybody knows it. Everybody can read the tea leaves. It's wide open. People know it. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out. You take Aaron Rodgers out of Green Bay and you move him to the AFC, to New York. Now you're really talking about an NFC that's wide open. Let's run it back. Let's see how far we can get with the group we have that came within 3 points of winning the Super Bowl.
Sal, thanks for making a couple of minutes for us today. Appreciate it.
Anytime for my guys. Love it. Thank you.
Sal Palantonio, ESPN NFL reporter on the Eagles and the Jalen Hurts contract. Canty, we have not discussed really how this affects Lamar Jackson individually. So if you are Lamar Jackson right now, you are operating without an agent, but you're getting support from the Players Association and such.
Mm-hmm.
This deal comes about. This doesn't feel like good news.
No, it doesn't feel like good news, and it's not the precedent that you were hoping one of those young quarterbacks would help you set, those young quarterbacks being Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, and Jalen Hurts. But I will say this, if I'm Lamar Jackson, what I'm asking for might change slightly, but I'm not throwing it out altogether. Maybe I don't get the $230 million guaranteed that Deshaun Watson got, but I damn sure ask him for north of $200 million in guarantees.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That doesn't change. Like, I still want that. And here's the difference between Lamar and Jalen Hurts. Even though Lamar hasn't taken his team to the Super Bowl, Lamar does have a unanimous MVP under his belt. Lamar is also a year closer to free agency. Remember, Lamar technically is a free agent. Even though the Ravens slapped the franchise tag on him, he does not have a contract. Jalen Hurts still had a year left on his contract. He still had the 2023 season and the potential prospects of being franchised after that. So as I explained earlier, the closer you get to true free agency as a player, the more leverage you have. And so if you're Lamar Jackson, you shouldn't come off of wanting north of $200 million in guaranteed money with the contract that you would work out with the Ravens or anybody else in the National Football League.
I couldn't agree more. And listen, I think there has been a lot made about the fully guaranteed thing that isn't necessarily accurate, because we have heard from Lamar's camp that it is not necessary to have a fully guaranteed contract.
Yeah.
It just has to be at a certain number. And I don't blame him for that. And I would not back off this, because frankly, I think while Jalen Hurts got a ton of money and it's great and it changes his life and all of that stuff, it did not help the union today. And from Jackson's standpoint, I still would be of the principle of I am not taking less than Kyler Murray got guaranteed.
No way. And don't try to box me into taking less than Jalen Hurts got, because let's be honest, Jalen Hurts has a better supporting cast around him. And Howie Roseman saw to that when he traded for A.J. Brown, a first-round pick last year. And that's a year after he drafted a wide receiver in the first round in Devontae Smith, a guy that they hit on. When have the Ravens put a receiver or a weapon around Lamar Jackson like A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith? I'll tell you when. February.
Yeah.
We ain't seen it. And the general manager admitted as much at the scouting combine. So Lamar Jackson, what he means to the Baltimore Ravens is a guy that makes your franchise consistently competitive. So if you're Lamar, stay resolute, continue to be principled in your stance that you want north of $200 million guaranteed. And if the Ravens don't come to the table with that, then we're in line for a long standoff.
Okay, so who's next out of those three?
Well, both the Bengals and the Los Angeles Chargers have initiated contract negotiations with their young quarterbacks. I would probably argue that Joe Burrow would be next in line to get that deal done, just because it's clear and obvious what he means to that franchise. And he's answered the question about whether or not he can win in the postseason. He took the team to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and that's off of the Bengals not winning a playoff game over the last three decades. So the fact that he's transformed that franchise and made them a perennial power in the AFC, back-to-back conference championship games, I would say that that organization gets a deal done sooner rather than later, because the Brown family is notoriously cheap, the owners of the Cincinnati Bengals. The price for quarterbacks is only going up.
Yep.
So you want to get that deal done sooner rather than later, before a Justin Herbert deal, before a Lamar Jackson deal, because the thought would be those guys are going to usurp what we saw from Jalen Hurts today.
Do you believe, because I don't, that all three of them are going to get more than Jalen Hurts just did?
Yes.
I would say
Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert for sure.
I agree. Joe Burrow and Lamar, I would think.
No, I say Justin Herbert for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert for sure. Lamar situation is complicated to me. I don't know how that works itself out. I don't think we're on the verge of seeing a contract resolution with Lamar anytime soon.
It doesn't feel like it, and maybe it'll start to pick up after the draft, but if I were the Chargers and Justin Herbert, if I'm Justin Herbert, he hasn't done anything playoff-wise as of yet. Burrow has the extensive playoff history. You've got Jackson, who's already got the MVP. Like, if I had to rank them as far as where they should get paid, I'd probably put Burrow in front of Jackson slightly and then put Herbert third in that group.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from, but I guess I'm starting to read the tea leaves with what's going on with the Chargers and the Spanos family seeking out minority owners to come and buy a stake of the team. They're trying to raise capital because they know they've got
to
deal with a very expensive Justin Herbert contract. So I think that's going to happen. Like, they're laying the groundwork to getting a record-setting deal done with Justin Herbert, the same way that the Bengals are laying the groundwork to get a deal done with Joe Burrow. Doesn't feel like the Ravens are laying any more groundwork in terms of getting a Lamar Jackson deal done. It feels like the Odell Beckham Jr. signing was the last olive branch that they were willing to extend.
If you're just joining us, the news of the day is that Jalen Hurts has agreed to a new 5-year, $255 million deal with the Eagles, $179.3 guaranteed, $51 million a year. To me, the Eagles are very much still the favorites in the NFC right now.
Yeah, there's nobody close.
There's nobody close to them. Like, Sal was talking about it being wide open. It's wide open as far as everybody else for second.
Yeah.
The Eagles are still at number one.
Who are the teams that are in contention for second,
though? I guess you put the
49ers. You don't know who their quarterback is.
Right.
You
going to put the Cowboys up there?
I guess you kind of have to, even though I anticipate them taking a step back. The Giants, the Vikings, they ain't on that level. Yep. New Orleans Saints, I don't see it. So, yeah, I mean, it's really the Philadelphia Eagles and everybody else.
It is massive news that's going to reverberate around the league for sure.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.